Two wildfires in the Dalisades wilderness have been extinguished, but three fires are still burning. These wildfires are all burning about a foot below the surface. Three of the fires are believed to have been caused by unattended campfires that spread when dry leaves and other organic material in the soil fueled the coals and small sparks. The cause of the other two fires isn't yet known. Fires this deep haven't hit the forest of West Virginia on this scale since the 1940s, according to the U.S. Forest Service. The rainfall that started Monday is helping with the suppression efforts, but the last three fires likely won't be fully extinguished until next week, says Amy Lubke with the Forest Service team that is managing the fires.
It's drier than even normal for us in the Dalisades, and it's a high-use area where people are having campfires, and they're just not getting them fully extinguished.
30 Forest Service employees are managing the fires with the assistance of horses that have packed in supplies.
As you can imagine, in the Dalisades wilderness, where it's remote, and so it takes time to drive there, and then it takes, you know, it's a 4-mile hike in one way just to get to the location of the fire. So we were lucky to have some help from some horses.
The southwestern portions of Dalisades in Tucker County are closed until further notice. The rest of the wilderness area is still open for camping and hiking. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.